In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ announces the salvation of all, and the church exists to proclaim it. I think it's important this morning to begin by talking about what was going on in the hearts and the minds of those that were gathered in the room that day. The ascension of the Lord had occurred, and they were sent off into a room and told to stay there until the Spirit was sent. Stay inside. Don't go anywhere, except a golf course. Oh, you can go to a golf course. That's what it might have sounded like tonight, eh? But back then, what it sounded like was this. Go into a place, prepare your heart and mind for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Something incredible is about to happen. Get ready. And in the midst of their fear and their frustration and flipping out about everything that was going on around them, they went to the room. They were obedient. And they waited. They were obedient. They waited for the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of all of the emotions, all the thoughts, all the worries, all the concerns about the future, they waited. They waited. We really don't like waiting. We really don't like being told what to do. And we'll look for every exception possible. Part of who we are. To learn to be obedient, to learn to patiently wait, is one of the many gifts of the Holy Spirit. To patiently wait for a new beginning. We celebrate Pentecost today because what happens in the midst of the waiting? The power of the Holy Spirit sweeps through a room with wind and fire in such an extraordinary moment that all in the room are left amazed and dazzled, confused and perplexed. It was an extraordinary experience heard by those on the outside, who were so disturbed by the moment that they gathered around the house. They knew something incredible had happened inside. The power of the Holy Spirit had shown up and changed the minds and the hearts of those inside, and was about to do the same with those on the outside. The power of the Holy Spirit had given new language, new abilities to communicate in new ways, but even more, had given each and every one of them the strength and the power to proclaim the gospel and to live in faith. It was a phenomenal day. It was not an event that happened far away in a little town that doesn't matter. It happened to be shared and to be spread around the world to change people's lives forever. The Holy Spirit showed up and the birthday of the church happened. The beginning of the proclamation of that gospel around the world in every language, in every race, in every experience without exception. The gift of the power of the Holy Spirit to move into people's lives, to bring us to new awarenesses and new ideas and new concepts, relying on the guidance of the Holy Spirit to do that. For we alone can do nothing, but through the guidance of the Spirit, we can do anything. Let's talk for just a couple of moments about what else happened that day. We were spending some time with some folks in the last few days, and in the conversation, somebody said, you know, they're kind of a half-empty glass kind of person. And the response was, and you're a too-full kind of person. There's a conversation outside of the house, and it goes a little bit like this. They say that God has showed up through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We say they're wasted, drunk out of their minds. I mean, if something extraordinary happens by some people's standards, that means it's got to be bad. Can't be good. Got to be bad. And so we're just going to accuse everybody of being drunk. I actually really appreciate Peter. Peter knows all of his falling. He knows all of his failing. But he's learned how to fall forward. He's learned. And so what happens is that he defends the situation and says they can't possibly be under the influence of alcohol. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. By some standards in some places, that's a flimsy reasoning. But the reality is this. At least he comes to their defense. At least he's willing to stand up to the crowd and declare what is right and what is wrong and draw a line. Because as much as it is important in today's society to know what you stand for, it's also important to know what you stand against. And hypocrisy needs to be called out. Lying needs to be called out. Peter doesn't hesitate. There it is. Deal with it. Now, some would say, wait a minute, aren't you kind of tainting the experience with some level of negativity? No, actually, I need to tell you that I think this is one of the most important days of the church. I believe it is the day to celebrate. I wish we were packed to the gills and that I didn't have to wear a mask. Well, if I wanted to do that, I'd have to be on a golf course. The reality is, this is the day to celebrate the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit. To celebrate that extraordinary moment when God showed up in the Holy Spirit and empowered and enlightened and informed those who gathered and beyond to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone around them. This is the day to celebrate the birthday of the church, to reclaim our ability to communicate the good news of Christ's love to the world, one person at a time. Two last thoughts. The first one is this. Did you notice that the Holy Spirit showed up to a group? It continues to happen, you know, in small groups, in large groups, in and outside of the church. The Holy Spirit's activity is not limited to inside of the church building. It can show up at any time in any way. And some say that the power of the Holy Spirit is huge, powerful, and transforming. And sometimes that's true, but there's other times where it's gentle and quiet, compassionate. It's a gentle nudge. It's a poke to the consciousness. Today, I invite you to just take a moment, somewhere, somehow, to celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life. To know that when the Holy Spirit shows up, you are given many gifts. It may be love, compassion, tenderness, kindness, gentleness. The list goes on and on. The virtues of our lives are God-sent. We are to celebrate today with all that we have and all that we are, that we are filled with the Holy Spirit at our baptism, and that we are called to a lifelong journey of listening for that Spirit day and night and sharing the good news of God's love with all people without exception. Something to pray about. Amen.